Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh.
I begin in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, and I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah and that His beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is his last and final messenger. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help, His protection, His mercy, and begging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst the successful ones both in this life and in the hereafter. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. A believer always considers himself or herself to be proud of the fact that they are amongst the believers. Individuals who do not share our faith, some of them happen to be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they choose the way of Islam as their way of life. They say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is none worthy of worship except Allah, there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last and final messenger. They change their way of life. Born believers change their way of life when they become conscious of the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many individuals who have been handed this on a plate, in other words, were born Muslim, may not value it as much as those individuals who accepted this faith later on in their lives. I came across an individual, about a 70-year-old man, about 3-4 years ago in Arizona, who has been a Muslim for the last 30-odd years. And if there was one thing he said he was sad about, if there was one thing that made him cry, was the fact that my parents weren't around long enough that I could pass this message along to them. Otherwise, he feels, and he says that I feel very content with the gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to me. Every individual has a story to tell. Every individual has had a revival at some point in their life. And every individual, believing man and believing woman, continue to have revivals in their lives, and they continue to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever form possible, in whatever manner possible, with whatever they have, and definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts. There's just a few conditions. We have to be sincere in what we do. We have to do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time try to continue to do the good things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to do. In other words, we are proud of the fact that we are believing men and women, that we have been given Islam. And at the same time, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide those individuals around us to the straight path, to the path of believing in one Allah and the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is, as we believe, the last and final message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is something that we have in our hearts, in our minds and in our hearts. For many of us, this was ingrained into our minds and hearts when we were young children. For others who came to Islam at a later stage, they ingrained this fact in their mind and in their hearts. And they have remained firm with this thought in their mind and in their hearts, that this is my faith, this is my way of life. And all of us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when He takes us away from this world, because death is inevitable, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us away in the state of iman. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is narrated, there's so many different ahadith, but one of them is, man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. That whosoever's final words are la ilaha illallah, that individual will enter Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also reminds us a very simple remedy of being able to remember la ilaha illallah at the time of our death is to use the toothstick when we are making wudu. Miswak, as we refer it to use that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminds us that an individual who will use the miswak regularly will be reminded of the kalima of la ilaha illallah before that individual passes away. And we take the next hadith, that whosoever's final words are La ilaha illallah, he will enter Jannah. Simple remedies. So that is something that we are quite well aware of. That is something that we understand. But the real challenge, as everyone understands and as everyone knows, is how is it that we can guarantee to the best of our ability that our children and their children will remain believers? That is also our responsibility. Many years ago, there were individuals, possibly within our family, possibly within our town, wherever it may be, who thought of something, who prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to which it was easy for us to be Muslims. That we learned Islam, we adapted Islam as our faith and as our way of life. So much so that many individuals who have been in this country for the last 30, 40, 50 years, they still continue to call themselves believers. They are still practicing Muslims, although when they came to this country, it's very possible that for 20 or 30 years, they did not have a very great environment in which they could practice Islam in. But it was because of what they received, their foundation being so strong, that they were able to cling on to this. That 30, 40 years of living in this country, when the environment has become much better than what it was 20, 30 years ago Islamically, they are proud of the fact that although I left my country when I was 15, 20, I am still a Muslim. I am still a believer. That is obviously the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the same time, those fundamental ideas that were ingrained into our minds and hearts. Be it with the stick, or be it with your parents being kind to you, whatever it was, but it's in our minds and hearts. Now the real challenge lies in the fact that we have to be able to pass it along to the next generation. And every individual tries, every parent, every teacher, every individual tries to the best of their ability to pass this along to the next generation. For many of us who have children, young children, we understand that concept. We know what we are going through. For those individuals who've had children and they're grown up now, you know what you've gone through in order to keep Islam close to our children. In order to keep this faith close to our children. And the fact of the matter is, it's not as easy as it may sound. At the same time, it's not as difficult as it may sound either. But as long as an individual is convinced that this is the right way, this is my way of life, and has a little bit of conviction, and at the same time makes an effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors for those individuals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors for those individuals. But we have to keep in mind that it is a challenge. It is not easy. And many of us tend to blame one of two things when we are referring to our children. It's either the environment is bad, right? Or we are living in bad times. We cannot blame the environment nor the times. Because every generation has had its challenge in raising their children. Every generation has always had this challenge. And every generation was possibly able to say that times are bad or the environment is bad. But at the same time, they stood up to that challenge and they made sure that they accepted this as their way of life and made sure that they passed it along to the next generation. Many of our parents, the problem lies in the fact that we are firm in our ways, ideas, and in our faith. But we lack that wanting to pass it along to the next generation. And at some point, we talk to our children, we speak to them, we remind them, but at some point, parents tend to give up as well. And do keep in mind that children will not learn from what we say. Children will learn from our own practices. They will look at what we are doing. They will see whether my parents are going for Jummah or not. They will see whether we are going to the masjid or not. They will see whether we are active in our community or not. And at some point, that will rub off into these individuals. at some point, that will rub off into these individuals. But it is our responsibility. There's one of, we can do one of two things. We can either blame the environment, we can blame the generation that we are living in, or we can actually say that, you know what, it's much better than what it could actually be. It's much better than what it actually could be, and utilize the good that we have for our own benefit. Utilize the good that we have for our own benefit. Nowadays, alhamdulillah, we live in an age, in a generation, in an area where information is so readily accessible that we have first and second graders going online. Right? We have first and second graders going online and doing so many things that even adults couldn't do. In other words, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given these individuals, these young children, that ability to comprehend, to understand, that ability to intake this information. It just depends on what we're going to give to them. It just depends on what we're going to give to them. Are we going to put them in front of TV, in front of the TV to babysit them? Are we going to get DVDs of little cartoons to babysit our children? Or are we going to utilize that time to do something better? And let me tell you, there are many individuals in our own community here who make sure that their children's time on the TV, on the computer, with their video games is limited. And it's because of that limited time, and obviously at the same time, their parents, these young parents, are spending a lot of time with their children. And due to that, these children have a great amount of not only Islamic knowledge, knowledge in general. These kids are great in school. They are children, there is a family, and this is something, this is an example for every single one of us. There is a family, a young family, lives not too far away from here. The children, along with the father, have memorized many surahs. And I'm not talking about surahs from the last juz. I'm talking about surahs like Surah Yasin, Surah Al-Rahman, Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Surahs like this on their way to school every morning. 20-minute ride to school every morning, and they are sitting there memorizing. Not only the children, this is not only for the children, the father himself as well. The father himself as well. Time can be utilized. But we choose, some of us choose to just pop in the DVD, throw them at the babysitters, daycare, and so forth. And we're after everything that this world has to offer us, so much so that we tend to forget our children. But they are a responsibility. And when we look at our children, I'm not speaking about my child. I'm not speaking about my children. We are speaking about our children. It is a collective effort. It has to be a collective effort in order, the pain has to be there in our heart. That how is it that I can make sure that I leave behind for my children what my parents left behind for me, if not better than what my parents left behind for me. That is the pain that we should have in our hearts. That is what should get us going. That is what should wake us up. We tend, and you know, you travel around, many of us, alhamdulillah, are well-to-do individuals. We travel for work around the country and around the world. And we know that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with in this community, it's very rarely found in a lot of other communities. There happen to be Islamic schools, well-to-do Islamic schools within our community, run by professionals. You go to many communities, you will find, alhamdulillah, individuals who have, you know, who really want to serve the community, and they're running schools, but they don't, they have the passion, but they don't know how to run these schools. We happen to live in a community where there are schools, where there are mosques, there are centers, there are organizations, there's so many ways that our community is being served by individuals like ourselves who are volunteering their time. Not everyone gets paid for what they do. Not everyone gets paid for what they do. When you see individuals' names on flyers or contact information, these are not necessarily individuals who are getting paid to do what they do. These are individuals like yourself and myself who are volunteering their time. Not necessarily, and a lot of these individuals, do keep in mind, it's not easy. A lot of these individuals are sacrificing a good portion of their time. Sometimes, and many a time, they are actually taking time away from their own family, from their own wives and wife and children, in order to make sure that they can serve the community in general. to make the environment better for a community. And that is what we need to realize, every single individual. That how is it that I'm going to leave behind for my child, for my children, for our children as a collective, as a large family. And not only we can expand beyond our community and think of the community as a whole. Think of a community as a whole, that how is it that we can raise the standard of education within our own families, within the families around us. But at the same time, and we can speak about this, this is an entire different topic, we need to keep in mind that education is not everything. In addition to the education that has been emphasized by the Prophet ﷺ, one of the things that we tend to lack to teach our children is adab, manners, morals. We will make sure that we emphasize on education, education, and education to such an extent that we forget to teach them about adab. The Prophet ﷺ is narrated to have said, "Adabani Rabbi." My Lord taught me adab. My Lord has taught me manners. Right? The Prophet ﷺ is saying this, and the best example is in the Prophet ﷺ, that the Prophet ﷺ was taught adab by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he in turn by action taught it to the companions ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, and that has been passed along generation after generation after generation until it has reached us. We know for a fact that there's many a thing that our children do that we would have never gotten away with our own parents. Right? Many individuals will actually smile when this is being said, because you understand that our parents, my parents, would have probably never got away with the way we treat our parents and the way our parents, you know, our children treat us. We would have never got away with that if we treated our parents like that. But the fact is that is something, adab is something that has been given to us. Something that we should be proud of. And something that we should definitely deliver to our children. Many a times we tend to lack to deliver it to our children as well. We always say, you know what, it's okay, it's a different environment, different generation, they don't understand. They understand everything. They understand everything. We just need to tell them. They may not practice it, but someone needs to remind them of it. In a nice way. The problem lies in the fact that we don't tell our children anything. And then all of a sudden, one day we snap, we scream at them, we cause this big scene, this child gets, you know, turn off the child, turn off everyone in your family, boom, next day you forget about it, you carry on as if nothing had ever happened. You go through this phase, all of a sudden one day you erupt, the balloon pops, and we just do this. It's like a phase, and even the children know that my parents really don't care about it. It's something that needs to be done on a daily basis. Nicely, kindly. And as individuals, you can see children, those children that have been taught adab, and others that have not been taught adab. And to teach children adab does not require a stick, does not require scolding these children. Nice and kindly. These children are old enough to understand. And if not, they will come to an age one day when they will understand. They will come to an age one day when they will understand. And all this information that we have been putting, that we are putting in their hard drives, will actually come out one day. And they will think about it. Just as many of us have probably thought about the way we live our lives now as compared to maybe many years ago when we might have been younger. So that is something that's our responsibility. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, may He subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, may He subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our communities, and may He subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the iman of our generations to come. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen, bi rahmatika ya Arhamar Rahimeen.